Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey guys, it's Candace
and Kayla, and we are directionally challenged.
Yep, we thought we'd have everything figured out by the time we were 30.
And we don't. We definitely don't. And there's a lot happening right now in our world, so that really is okay, especially now.
Yeah, we've not been through anything like this. For all you youngins that think that we're so old in our 30s, we're not that old. And we haven't been through anything like this. Our parents haven't been through anything like this. I mean, not even, I think, a majority of our grandparents. Maybe some great grandparents. This has been a lot to navigate. Kayla and I have both been social distancing for about 25, 24 days now. Mm-hmm. And we've just been trying to do our best to take care of our families during this time.
And I think by the time this podcast comes out, it'll have been even more than 24 or 25 days. Yeah, it's definitely an unprecedented time in our world. And it's hard to even know where to begin a podcast like this because, you know, you get emotional just talking about it. There's a lot happening and people are really suffering right now. And so for those of you that are listening that are going through a hard time, we get it. We're there with you. And that's why we developed this podcast in the first place. We're recording today and it's April 6th. And as of right now, unemployment is around 13%, which is the highest it's been in a really long time since the Great Depression. And it's projected to get even worse. According to the Department of Labor, 6.6 million U.S. workers filed for their first week of unemployment benefits in the week of March 28th. And I think as of right now, it's even worse as well. These numbers keep changing, things keep changing, and it's all a lot to take in. And that is why we have Angela Reddick Wright with us today to help explain all of this as in real time as we're going through it.
It's been really hard to navigate emotionally what's going on regarding people's health and the lives that have been lost during this crisis. And we are trying to take it. It's hard to even know how to talk about it now. But one thing we knew that we wanted to talk about and could talk about was how people can navigate this crisis financially, because that's also been something we've seen a lot in the news. And a lot of us, as just as friends, we've had fun Zoom hangs and the discussion of how people are dealing with their finances right now has come up a lot. And so Kayla had the great idea that this is what we should talk about today, because she was watching the news the other day. Kayla, I'll let you finish the story.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about how unemployment is the highest it's ever been. So might as well have one of the top employment lawyers in California on. We have Angela Reddick Wright with us today. And she's a recognized employment and labor law attorney. She is an investigator, a mediator, an arbitrator. She's the founder and managing partner of Reddick Law Group and has been a practicing attorney for more than 20 years. So Angela is joining us today because I saw her on the KTLA Morning News and thought that it was the first time I saw someone break down the CARES Act in a way that I understood it. So I wanted her to come join us today to break it down for us and help us understand not only the CARES Act, but the unemployment rates and how we can kind of help ourselves through this time of crisis. And we are here with Angela Reddick Wright. Angela, we are so excited to have you here with us. I saw you on the KTLA Morning News and you were absolutely fantastic. And I thought, hey, let's get her on the podcast. And we are so pleased that you're here. We wish we were going to discuss, you know, more positive things. But right now, our world is in a state that it's never truly seen before. And the last 3 weeks have been the most devastating in American history for the job market. It's hard to even know where to begin. So many people are being laid off and have been told that their jobs are being furloughed. And these words are being bounced around. And I think sometimes we don't always know exactly what they mean. So we were hoping you could help us break down what the difference between being laid off and being furloughed is.
Well, thank you both for having me on. It's definitely a pleasure. I agree that not in the best of circumstances or times, but the great thing is that there are folks like you and so many others who are just helping to educate various different communities and groups of folks. And so I'm happy to be a part of that. So what does it mean to be laid off versus furloughed? So a layoff is when an employer has to make a decision that it needs to lay off employees, generally because it doesn't have enough work for that employee or a group of employees, or that their circumstances have changed, such as with this COVID-19 pandemic, where many industries like the restaurant industry, the hospitality industry, even the gig industry when it comes to drivers like Uber and Lyft drivers, where there's just simply, no matter, you know, how great of an employer it is, there's simply not enough work to keep people employed. And so they generally will do a layoff in that instance. Versus a furlough is when an employer keeps you on the payroll or keeps you identified as an employee, but says that we temporarily need to furlough your hours, either full-time or all of your, you know, a part of your hours or all of your hours, while we get through a short-term issue. Some restaurants, for example, that are still keeping their doors open for delivery, they may furlough, they may not fully lay off their employees because they still want the employees available to work on some level or to return to work in a short period of time. So they may furlough them and say, we'd like to keep working, except we can't keep you working 40 hours a week. We can give you 20 hours a week overseeing our online or our takeout services. So that would be the layoff is generally intended for something much more long-term, and it's possible that you're not going to return to work from a layoff, whereas a furlough is, you know, fully reduced hours, but just for a short period of time, or partially reduced hours to focus on, you know, continuing services in some form.
If you are put on furlough, then are you able to file for unemployment if the rate that you're getting under furlough or through furlough is not enough to make ends meet?
In this emergency instance, yes. So that's one of the great things about the federal stimulus bill, which is also called the CARE Act, It makes provisions to provide additional funds to states so that individuals who are unemployed, who are fully unemployed, obviously, can still apply for unemployment benefits. But those who just have their hours reduced or their rates reduced can also apply for unemployment under the new federal stimulus bill. And that it also extends to individuals who are independent contractors or working in the gig economy, who obviously aren't working, even though they're not official employees, but they're not working as a result of what's happening. So temporarily, through July 31st of 2020 and backdating to January 27th of 2020, whose hours have been reduced or those in the independent contractors or gig economy workers can apply for unemployment benefits. And that's not normal. Normally it's, what we think of when you've been terminated without, any cause or anything that you've contributed to the situation, you've been terminated. And so you're applying for unemployment benefits. So it doesn't.
And when you apply for it, what do you have to prove? How do you prove that you have been laid off or have been furloughed?
So first of all, individuals that are applying for unemployment benefits should go to their state EDD website or Employment Development Department website. So I'm not sure where you ladies are based, but here in California, our state EDD website would be www.edd.ca/california.gov as a government. So that agency for each state is administering both the state unemployment benefits as well as the additional benefits that are coming forward through the CARE Act or the Federal Stimulus Act. And in the questionnaire, they'll ask you, basic questions, name, ID, social, et cetera. But there will also be a place to identify the basis for your requesting unemployment benefits. Either you were terminated in full, or your hours have been reduced, or you're an independent contractor. The problem is the federal stimulus bill was passed two Fridays ago, and our state agencies and other agencies, banks that are administering the small business side of the Federal Stimulus Act, they didn't have any time to prepare for everything that would come with the stimulus package or the expanded benefits for employees or businesses. So when you go to the state of California EDD website, for example, its questionnaire has not quite caught up with all the expanded benefits that we see under the CARE Act. So I received calls last week from numerous individuals, for example, that work in the gig economy, and they're saying, hey, I know the federal law says this, but there's no place on the California unemployment application that's allowing me to kind of represent that I'm not a traditional full-time employee that was terminated. I just had a gig job that is now reduced as a result of what's happening. So I participated and a couple of webinars and phone calls with different state agencies, just trying to hear from their perspective what's happening. And they've been quite apologetic. They're just saying, it's great that the federal government passed this law, and we're glad to be able to help administer it, but we need time to catch up. So hopefully over the next, and then they're even behind on processing traditional unemployment applications. So I'm hopeful that over the next, really a week or 2, 3, 4, 5 days. I mean, I was going to say 30 days, but so many people are suffering that I think another 30 days of people not being able to get into the system and get their applications processed is going to have a dire effect on everyday working individuals.
Because we're already seeing reports of people who can't, obviously, it's already being talked about, and you're just aware, people cannot pay their rent. Businesses cannot pay the lease, their office leases. What can people do right now? Obviously, they can then file for unemployment. The government's trying to catch up and offer all these, the things that have been promised to them. But then what is the timeline? Is it just, when would people see financial support from that?
Right. Yeah. The answer is still unknown on some level, at least in terms of the government benefits that are being extended. So in addition, I'll divide the conversation into talking about employees and then talking about those who own their own businesses. So for individuals that are just W-2 working employees, they will possibly benefit from two aspects of the federal stimulus bill. One is the unemployment piece, which we just spoke about, and the other is the federal stimulus dollars, which are being sent to individuals based on whether they make up to $75,000 a year. They will qualify for $1,200, and those who make up to $99,000 a year can qualify for an amount lower than the $1,200, and for every $100 that you make over $75,000, that's reduced by $5. So but if you make $99,000, you probably won't get very much. I think it comes in like $5 or $10 or so by the time you get to $99,000. And then individuals receive, you know, if they have dependents that are under the age of 17, you receive $500 for each dependent under the age of 17. And then there are similar calculations for couples. So those funds we're hearing should start to appear in folks, you know, bank accounts through direct deposit within the next week to 2 weeks. But no one's come out and guaranteed that that's the case. So I don't think we'll know until we start to hear our friends and family members that say, hey, I got my federal stimulus deposit.
And it's just direct deposit? Like it's all of a sudden you're just going to see it in your bank account?
Right. So if you file your taxes, if you're someone who's filed your taxes and you've done it through direct deposit, then you should expect to receive it through direct deposit. But part of the problem last week is that the individuals that are most vulnerable are people who are disabled, are in our social security system, are, you know, poorer people that possibly don't have bank accounts and didn't file tax returns or certainly their funds come through direct deposit. So Congress did make a provision last week where those individuals working through an organization called VITA, V-I-T-A, it provides free tax assistance to low-income individuals where they can get a short form income tax filed for 2018 or 2019 and get in the system so that they can receive the funds. So, but I mean, Candace, I think part of the point you're making is, okay, there are all these processes, but people need money right now. Mm-hmm. The best way to get, you know, if you truly are in a place where it's a matter of, you know, food for your family or no food for your family or life or death situation, or your landlord is threatening to put you out, which, by the way, yeah, there's been a moratorium on landlords doing evictions. Mm-hmm. But there are local organizations like United Way, local food pantries, et cetera, that are trying to help people get those emergency funds and services that they need. But I think we're still a couple weeks off, if not longer, for, you know, seeing the dollars that are coming through the federal government.
So, Angela, forgive me. I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. There is unemployment, and then there is unemployment insurance, and then there is also the $2 trillion stimulus package that is also the CARES Act, correct?
Right. So unemployment and unemployment insurance are the same thing. So people just refer to it differently. So they may say, I'm getting my unemployment benefits or my unemployment insurance benefits. And that's traditionally been allowed for through our state PPD offices. So what the federal government did, in addition to just your normal state unemployment benefits that you might qualify, they added to that and said, we're going to give you an additional unemployment benefit of $600 per week if you qualify either as someone who's been terminated or laid off, or your hours have been reduced, or you're an independent contractor or gig economy worker that can show that the work you were doing was, you know, has gone away or reduced in some way, you can qualify for this additional $600 unemployment benefit in addition to whatever you might get under your state unemployment benefit. And then separate from that, it's just a check that every American that less than $70,000 or less than $99,000 a year will get based, and that's based purely on your tax filings. So the only point I was making there is if you're in the system, you file your taxes, you're on top of your taxes, then you should expect to get that through direct deposit. If you're someone who's, you know, poorer or, you know, disabled or haven't been in the traditional tax filing system for the last couple of years, there's an added step of you have to somehow find a way to get a tax filing on file so that you can get that check. And that's where the government stepped up to provide assistance through this nonprofit called VITA to help, you know, those individuals get their taxes done so that they can at least get the stimulus check, the $1,200 or less stimulus check.
And that check would, in that instance, arrive via mail. So people should look for that in the mail.
Exactly.
And if that, okay,
through filing, you know, their tax returns, if they do have a bank account where they can receive a direct deposit, it can come through direct deposit as well. And then there's all sorts of other benefits around paid sick leave and that type of thing that we could talk about. But on the employer side, for employers that are suffering, can't keep the doors open, the government is trying to incentivize small businesses, especially, to keep as many employees employed as possible by providing, you may have heard of the Payroll Protection Act. That's also part of the federal stimulus package. And that's where small businesses like myself and, you know, probably many of the small business owners that you talk to, we can apply through our banks. We all have to go through our banks. We can apply through our banks to receive a stimulus of up to 2.5 months of our payroll. So if your monthly payroll, I just throw a number out there, is $10,000 a month, you can apply through your bank to get that would be like $25,000 immediately to help you keep the doors open. And that's considered a loan. It's a loan that employers do not have to, and business owners do not have to pay back. But the caveat is you don't have to pay back as long as you agree to use the funds to keep your workers working at least for that 2.5 months, or committing to bring your workers back as soon as the pandemic, you know, closures and social distancing are ended. So there's a caveat to that loan, but otherwise you could take it as 100% of a pure loan, and it has a low interest rate, and you have, you know, a good amount of time to pay it back.
They just don't want people essentially then getting those funds and letting go of their employees and using, yeah.
Exactly.
You have such a great acronym to kind of break down the stimulus package and where all the funds go. It's called SALT. And I didn't know if you could walk us through that.
Right. So we've already touched on most of it, but it'll help us to kind of remember it and solidify it in our minds even more. So the S is for expanded paid and family sick leave. And I can circle back on these. The U is for expanded unemployment benefits. The L is for, the first two are for employees, and the second two are for employers and businesses. The L is for loan forgiveness. I forgot myself. It's for forgiveness. And the T is for tax relief for employers. So just circling back to the S, expanded paid and family leave, that's for employers that have 500 or more employees. Large employers, that the federal government is saying on top of any normal paid or family sick, paid sick leave or family leave that you would give to your employees, that we are kicking in an additional 10 days of sick leave, an additional 10 weeks of paid family leave for employees that either contract the virus or are taking care of an immediate family member that contracted the virus. Are significant for many Americans is you had to take time off from work because the schools are closed. And so you're at home looking after your children as a result of the pandemic. And so the way that works is if you qualify for any of those categories, you say to your employer, either I have the virus, or my mom, or my dad, or my kid, or I'm at home taking care of my kids. I need something. I need paid family or sick leave. And your employer approves it. Then you go through your state EDD website. So again, process. And you say, hey, I'm approved for paid family leave or my own sick leave. I would like to apply for funds for either the 10 days or the 10 weeks, depending on what you qualify for, to get additional pay while I'm off. And so the federal government is supplying the funds for those types of leaves through the state EDD agency. So it gives the employer some relief because the employer's not having to pay you while you're off for those 10 days or those 10 weeks. Those funds are coming direct through the federal government through our state EDD agency. So I'll pause right there just in case you want me to break that down more or give more clarity to that.
What if you go to your employer and they say, oh, they don't know what you're talking about, or they try to push back at all? Is that something that could happen at this point, or is everybody pretty much on the same page of just your basic rights during this time?
Well, I won't say it won't ever happen. I mean, unfortunately, some smaller businesses may not have the counsel that they need to help guide them through these types of questions and situations. But because this particular aspect of the law applies to larger businesses, I would say that, you know, most businesses are getting counsel or, you know, really trying to understand these questions. So there's, if you come and you say, hey, I've been diagnosed, or someone I'm close to has been diagnosed, they should accept that on face value and, you know, help you to qualify for these benefits. And I think it works also because the funds aren't directly coming from the business. They're coming from the government. But what it guarantees you as an employee is that your employer cannot terminate you while you are on a paid family sick leave or a paid sick leave that qualifies. So that's where it gives the employee protection while they're out on leave.
Yeah, that's huge. That's great.
That is huge.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the chocolate bliss and caramel sundae, and they are both so delicious.
I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
Already, like family medical leave, which is generally unpaid though, but in a state like California, in addition to unpaid family leave, we have our own version of paid family sick leave and sick paid sick leave. So for states that don't have it though, have those types of provisions, California tends to be more progressive as far as employee rights, but states that don't have it is definitely huge because it's giving that added protection where it does not normally exist.
And so your U is expanded unemployment benefits for employees.
So that's what we talked about earlier. That's the additional $600 a week from the federal government on top of whatever you get, from your state employee benefits. But the difference here is traditionally unemployed people can apply, but also those whose hours have been reduced or furloughed, to go back to our earlier conversation, or gig economy or independent contractors, small business owners can qualify as well.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute. And we're back.
And this is one of the first times that freelance workers or, gig employees have had the chance to file this way, correct?
Yes. This is unprecedented. I don't know if it will extend beyond the COVID-19 issue or pandemic, but right now it's approved through July 31st of 2020 of this year.
In your professional opinion, do you think that it's possible that could be extended?
I think that the federal government part of this definitely will be extended because, they're predicting now that the fallout, even if, say, in the next 30 days, things start to turn around from a health perspective, where we've reached our height in terms of the number of people that currently have the virus. Mm-hmm. But even after that, it's going to take some time to get folks back to work, to get businesses back up on their feet, to get people using Uber and Lyft. Because me personally, once things left, I'm already thinking like, okay, I'm probably still gonna take extra precautions before I just start my social life again, start going back out to restaurants. So I think it's gonna take a good, 3 to 6 months, if not longer, for things to return to normal. So I can see the federal government expanding that part of the bill. And in a place like California, I could see them, even after this pandemic passes, possibly, adding gig economy workers to the list of individuals who could qualify for unemployment benefits.
I want to continue through your acronym because it's just speaking of these small businesses, especially because the last two are for employers. For L, it's loan forgiveness programs for businesses. And I know we talked about that a little bit earlier.
Right. So the primary loan for small businesses right now is what we referenced earlier, the Payroll Protection Act. And that's two and a half times of your monthly payroll to help with payroll and other overhead expenses. And it's a loan. If the small business does not return its employees to work or keep their employees working, but it can be forgiven if they keep a good portion, I think it's up to 75% of their current staff working or return them to work shortly after the pandemic ends. There are other loans available to larger corporations. So we're hearing in the news, in fact, it's controversial depending on who you're talking to, but the larger loans and bailouts to the airline industry, the hospitality industry, and other big industry employers that have been impacted by this.
Now, when you say, this might be a stupid question, and if it is, I apologize, but you say it's a loan, meaning the businesses don't have to pay it back, or they do?
So it's a loan that if they don't meet the different qualifications for it to be forgiven, they have to pay it back. So
okay.
This example of that is if a small business doesn't bring back its employees or keep them working, then they ultimately will have to pay that loan back. Now, unlike many loans, it's at a very low interest rate and it can be paid back over, you get an extended period of time to pay it back. So even if you have to pay it back, it's a much softer loan than we see with traditional bank or commercial loans.
Do we know what that interest rate is?
I think it's 3% or less.
Okay, that's low.
3% or less. And then when I say it's forgiven, it means that it's a loan, but at some point the government's going to say you don't have to pay it back because you met all of the different criteria. And I think the easiest way to think about it is the reason this is all called stimulus is because on the worker and employee side, the government's trying to just keep everybody afloat. Can you, yeah. Pay your rent, eat for your family, pay your utilities until we can get past this. And on the business side, they're like, keep your basic overhead going.
And finally, you have the T of the acronym, which is the tax relief for businesses, which how does that work necessarily?
Right.
Is that just applying for next year or?
Right. Exactly. And we haven't heard as much about this one, or there hasn't been as much focus on the tax relief because right now we're in 1, 2, and 3 where everybody's just trying to survive. But once we survive and we get, to the next stage of this, as people are preparing, as businesses are preparing their 2020 tax returns and possibly even 2021 returns and beyond, the government is saying, if business, you're able to keep people on their health benefits, you're able to maintain, your payroll or a good portion of your payroll and provide other benefits, then we're going to make provisions for you to write some of these things off in your tax returns. And most businesses can write these things off already, but they're going to probably get 100% tax credit for keeping their businesses going as much as possible during this time. One of the other tax benefits is when your business, you ladies know this, and you have employees and you're paying them, the employer pays not just their salaries, the employee salaries, but they also pay what we call payroll taxes. So part of the tax relief will relieve employees, currently actually, employers of having to pay 100% of the tax, or at some point getting reimbursed or being able to write those off, the payroll taxes as a tax credit in their annual business tax returns. So we haven't quite delved into what all the tax relief will include or what it means, because like I said, I think most people are just trying to figure out how to keep things going for now. There'll be many tax benefits on the back end of this.
And we think those tax benefits could be for 2020 and possibly 2021.
I think so. Again, I mean, there's nothing in the books that says that, so don't take it to the bank.
Yeah.
But anticipating that the fallout of this, you know, will be for several months for sure. It'll definitely be for 2020, and I predict that we'll still be recovering, you know, in 2021 and maybe past that as well.
And so, speaking of continuing to recover, what other financial benefits can we look into right now? Is there anything else that we can be aware of?
Well, we're starting to hear that. So here in Los Angeles, for example, many local governments, on top of what state and local governments, on top of what the federal government is providing, are grappling with what else can we do? Because the funds, the first $2 trillion is basically already spent, even though many of us haven't gotten our funds or stimulus, just based on the number of applications, we know it's already spent. So Congress, as well as state and local governments, are already starting to think about another stimulus package. And then LA, they're like, what else can we do? What other benefits, what other relief can we give to businesses and employees to help them through this time? So the city of LA is grappling with, you know, waiving business taxes for this year, or getting some of the major philanthropic organizations to create a fund that businesses and individuals can access to help them through this time. So, you know, I think the one that's been out there the most is United Way for individuals, the LA Food Bank for the different food banks around the country for individuals. And I think we're waiting to see what other type of stimulus are going to be able to provide. So I would just say stay on the lookout. You know, if your mayor or your governor is doing daily press conferences, kind of stay on top of that. So Governor Newsom in California last week, for example, announced that the state government had partnered with Salesforce to create a because everybody's coming forward saying, hey, we can make masks, or we can supply masks, or we can supply these emergency materials, or we can help our business can do something during this process. So they're creating a website, and I'm not sure if it's actually finished yet, but where businesses that feel that they can offer some service can go and list their service on that website and try to get in the, you know, queue to possibly not necessarily volunteer their services or their products, but get on the list of potential procurement services for the state of California. So I think, you know, many governments are going to be thinking along those lines. If we have to spend these dollars anyway, if we have to buy masks, if we have to buy ventilators, if we have to buy medical and other supplies, how can we use the businesses in our state to supply those services? Those businesses that are trying to recreate themselves or reinvent themselves during this time.
That's fantastic to know. It's like a Craigslist for each state.
Exactly.
Well, I think definitely something I'm taking away from this conversation is how this is still evolving. In each day, it's different, and every hour, it's different. And so there is not like a one direct way to do anything right now. It's really staying aware of what's going on day by day, right?
Exactly. And, you know, for those that have positions of influence or their own, you know, wealth or resources to be able to offer, I mean, this is definitely the time to use that, to try to help those that don't have, you know, that type of access or resources. So I think, you know, I was there about unemployment benefits, for example. So if you're in contact with your state legislators or your governor, you know, encouraging them to use some of the funds to staff up the EDD agency so that more unemployment applications can be processed. can be processed faster. If you are someone who works in the banking industry, I've heard from banks that we just weren't prepared to receive all these applications. So, perhaps as folks are being laid off and terminated, maybe some of those funds can be redirected to help the banks be able to hire more folks that can be behind the scenes helping process these applications. So we're all going to have to be creative in how we think about getting money and funds and resources to those who are impacted the most. And I think that's where, individuals that have savings, individuals that are still, able to work fortunately, we're probably going to be okay. But it's the folks that are less fortunate and disadvantaged that we need to make sure are getting access to these resources and opportunities at a much faster rate. What's going is great, but until we can get it to folks, that it's really just a concept at this point.
I know that there are a lot of our listeners that are unemployed right now and wanting to try to find work. And because you are an employment attorney, is there any advice you can give them? How do you find work in the time of COVID-19?
But we do know that there are certain industries that are keeping us all able to have access to food, to medical services, and to other essential services. So first, I would look at the companies and businesses that have been identified as providing essential resources. So that would be the big transportation and logistics companies like FedEx and UPS that are still delivering packages, Amazon. All of those companies have listed that they are still actively hiring. So looking at companies like that, definitely the grocery stores. When all of this started, 2 to 3 weeks ago, I went to the grocery store and, stocked up on supplies and was almost out yesterday. So I went to my local grocery store and they had plain overhead. We are hiring. We need workers. If you are interested in working here, speak to our manager that's on staff, on call right now. So local grocery stores, for example, they are hiring.
That's a way better thing to have playing while you're at the grocery store. I was in the exact same scenario as you, and my grocery store, for whatever reason, was playing the song Forever Young. And if you think about the lyrics, it says, do you really want to live forever, forever young? And I just went, is no one else seeing this right now? This is crazy. Okay, but that's fantastic. So grocery stores, and did they specify what kind of job? It was mostly just any, all?
It's, everything from, helping keep the, I think their biggest challenge is keeping the shelves stocked at this point. So, stocking, I imagine that they possibly need extra cashiers. Where I was, the line was a mile long, so cashiers, I imagine for all positions, just because, they continue to be critical to all of us being able to eat and keep food on the table. In one of our local cities, the city of Long Beach, for example, they've established a website that, lists companies that have said to the city, we provide, we're companies that provide remote services and virtual services. So if you're looking for a job and you need to work from home during this time, go to this website and look for a job where you can work remotely.
Go Long Beach. That's where I'm from. I'm proud.
California did establish a site for workers called Onward California, ONWARDCA. And that website is specifically looking, listing jobs for this time, specifically either, essential service jobs or jobs that can be done remotely. So again, I encourage people to, one of the roles of the state EDD agency is to also list jobs for individuals that are unemployed. So definitely going to your state EDD website, but also checking your local government and your state government websites, because that's part of what our government is doing. You're actively, while they're managing people being laid off, they're trying to figure out also where new opportunities are to keep people working. So I think those are going to be some of the great resources.
That's all such great advice. And for our listeners, if you are one of those people that, you know, is looking for work, we'll have these websites in the show notes so you can click on them and it'll take you straight to that, because we want to help all of you out. Angela, we want to thank you so much for joining us and helping us understand what is quite possibly an extremely complicated time in our life. There's just so much happening and emotions are high. And when emotions are high, things can become really confusing. And you've broken it down for us in a way that is much easier to understand. So thank you very much for coming on. And we just really appreciate having you.
Pleasure. And as you stated earlier, this is quickly, it's evolving. By the time this, you know, podcast, you know, we probably have a whole new set of laws and issues and so forth. So I'm happy to come on anytime.
Thank you, Angela. And where can our listeners find you on social media or reach out to you if they have more questions, if you're open to that?
They can find me on social media on the gram at Angela Reddock Wright.
Perfect.
I think my handle is A Reddock.
And we'll have that in our show notes as well. Angela, thank you so much for joining us, and stay healthy and safe.
Thank you. You all as well.
I think Angela had so much great advice for us. It's still a lot to take. I love how she broke everything down and repeated a lot of it. And I think even still, I'm going to need to sit down and continue to reread a lot of this that's coming at us at such a crazy fast pace. It's a lot of information to take in. And, you know, we're doing our best with it. She was phenomenal in breaking it down for us. And I'm just so happy we were able to sit down and talk with her.
Well, usually finances are a taboo subject. You know, we've actually wanted to have an episode dedicated to how to talk about finances with your friends. And it's just so interesting that we've completely bypassed that at this point. And we're like, no, let's really get in there and talk about financial planning due to this crisis and through this crisis and how it could look on the other side and the realities of what everyone is going through right now. And this is an important time to pay attention. Another thing I took away from this conversation is how important it is to know who you're voting for on a local state level. Like I honestly thought today we were going to learn more about how it's more like it's all coming from the greater government as opposed to like the greater government, as opposed to just the local state government and just your mayor or your governor. But that is really important. And that is something I will never forget moving forward from this, if I didn't already know the importance of it before.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that her greatest advice was to go to your state website and just try to figure out how on a statewide level they are hiring. No, Candace, I completely agree. And how who we vote for in office just truly affects us right now. We've just never seen anything like this. And it's a little scary because it does feel a little disorganized right now. You know, hopefully things will become a little bit more organized in the future. And it's just, you know, it's kind of all over the place right now, not only financially, but just everyone's emotions are all over the place. It's just a lot. So I know we're all doing our best. And for our listeners, I know you guys are doing your best too. And I think Candace and I just really want you to know that we're here for you as well. And we hope you took away crucial information from Angela. And just remember that we're all in this together.
We are all in this together. Yeah, it's hard to find the right thing to say at this point. But all you can do is come from a place of love and support. And that's what we're trying to do through this podcast. That's what we've hoped to do. We hope to continue to make you laugh and feel something and learn something and grow a little bit. That's what we definitely have always aspired to do through this podcast. And although the world is changing at a rapid rate right now, those founding principles of why we started this podcast, we don't want those to change.
Yeah. And we love you guys. Stay healthy, stay safe, and tune in next week for another great episode. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Ever
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.